Okay. Now, just want to, I'm not sure exactly if it's a postscript for last week or maybe it's an introduction to this week, but you see, what really happens over here when the Ramban says "Vanir midivreim shumanatira kmo shepirashti v'yihye halocha mishmi Sinai o shubacha asimcha shnas davino bo"? Correct. In other words, he has a whole list, a slew. Okay. He has a whole slew of rayas that Halal is the Raisa, correct? Of the Chiev Yisrael, the Shoch to Pischeim, the Luveim, then he had a discussion about Hashir Zem Kedosh, Hashir Zem Kedosh Chadash Chag, Halal of Achilus HaPesach. Okay? All the guys, okay? So the Chayr Vanir B'Divreim, he's going on what he said before. And from these various clues, we conclude there's a D'Raisa. Okay? So, if he says Vanir B'Divreim Shuman Atera, and then he explains what the source of the D'Raisa is, V'ya Locha Moshinai, U'Shivacha Atzimcha Shnitztavinu Bo, L'chir, he's coming to explain that which he spoke about before. Correct? And not only the halil of Pesach, okay, Pesach Yom Rishon, okay, and the halil of Atzeres could be explained this fashion, but the halil of Shchitza Pesach and the halil of Achilus Pesach and the halal of Tivas Lulav could also be explained in this fashion, L'chayah, correct? Because you can't prove something that it's the Raisa and say, V'anir v'divreim shehu minatera mitzavinu bo, if the tzivuyim or the discussion which he's having about what the Raisa is not related to what he's speaking about before. L'chayah, that's completely, you know, it's incoherent to do that. So that's l'chayra, that assumption l'chayra is correct, okay? So, what l'chayra is, what you have to do is take it one at a time, you know, under which category would you put Shechitas HaPesach, under which category you put Achilas HaPesach, under which category you put Netilas Lulav, you know, and discuss them one at a time. Okay. So, you know, the question is, the most difficult probably would be Shechitas HaPesach, which L'chera you can't put into the last category what he's talking about, because he talks about the Mitzvah Simcha called many smochers of Samachta b'chagecho, because you know, as much as you know, you could be excited about Shechitas HaPesach, but there is no mitzvah simchas yontif at the time of Shechitas HaPesach. Okay. So you wouldn't want to assume then. That is what it says. It's wondering this O and all these various that the Ramban has, is it that it could be any one of the three or any combination of the three. Okay? So if you have that option, then you have much more legroom or leeway, whichever way you want. But if you say that it's one of these three, the question is, can one of these three actually completely take within its umbrella the scope of all the various things which he's discussing? And I doubt it. So I just before we get started, I would assume that he's he says it could be any one of these three or any combination of these three, and he'll be able to get through the whole. Okay, so when you talk about Shechitas HaPesach, you see, isn't it a little interesting? Rabban quotes a pasuk: "Yom Svichaschem Moadechem Rosh Chodeshchem Uskatim Bechatzoyta Alusechem Lazivchei Shalmeichem." Why is he so verbose? You know, why is he quote, you know, like, you know, so much? So, if it's a remez to the Sifrei Zuta, and that he's referring to the last thing that he said, at least part of it, what he's saying, Al Zivchei Shalmeichem, Elu Zivchei HaPesach, so then, you know, you could use this as a remez to Pesach, to Shechitas HaPesach. Okay. Then, or, maybe you can say that it's not that, but it's Halacha Mishmisinai, whichever you want. But you can't have the last Teretz Simchas Yontif, okay? However, when you talk about Yom Rishon Shel Pesach, or Atzeres, that's Shavuos, L'Chera, you can talk about the Samachta B'Chagecha, okay? But then, or you can say Halacha Mishmisinai, okay? Whichever way you do it, you ask yourself the question, why is the Chag HaSukkos mentioned? And you would say, for some reason, that the Hallel, the Neis, has to be a Neis which the Hallel talks about, Kivu, and the Hallel doesn't talk about Ananei HaKovod. Okay, he talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yam Suf. Because once you say Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yam Suf, you could say Yetzias Mitzrayim is the whole thing, the 40 years. When you say Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yam Suf, l'chor you mean Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yam Suf. And he's going to Labuidoso, you can talk about Matan Torah. So you can talk about then Pesach and Atzeres, the first day Pesach, the first day Atzeres. Okay, but you say, what is that? That could be Halacha Mishmisinai. Or maybe there's a separate inyan of Simchas Yontif to sing about the Nes. That occurred during that Yontif. That Yisias Yisrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, okay. A little strange, interesting, that there wouldn't be a separate hallel on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, but the singing about all the Nisim of Pesach on the first day of Pesach. Okay, Beseda. And he's singing about Shivdilon Avodasai on Shavuos. Okay? But then you say to yourself, what's going on in Leil Pesach and the Tilas Luv? Okay? So then, it becomes very interesting, okay, because what is it exactly? It can't be, it's V'yom Simchaschem Mo'adeichem, Kilu, on Leil Pesach, V'achilus HaPesach, that the pasuk which talks about something was going on in the morning, so you wouldn't want to assume that, okay? So maybe you can imagine there's a separate inyan of Simcha Shel Mitzvah also because of the mitzvah of a Samachta B'Chagecha, some tziruf that V'Samachta B'Chagecha could be mechayev because of the nisim flows of the Chag, and V'Samachta B'Chagecha could be the Simcha of Mitzvah or the Mitzvah Chag. And then you could imagine the Leil Pesach, Achilas HaPesach, as you see him, that's what he's talking about. B'Kol Rom, they're so excited about the Nes and the Mitzvah Tilas Lulav. So maybe you can throw out, you know, mix and match you can have all these three things or a combination of them to answer it. And it could be he like has halachah mishnah as a wild card, that if you're ready to say that, you know, that this doesn't make much sense to say it's Simchas Yontif or Yom Simchas Chem, you always have the option of halachah mishnah Sinai, you know, it's open up. But so then it begins to make some sense. But I just wouldn't want to have it just incoherent that all he's talking about near with the Vrayim, and then it just doesn't go anywhere. This should be okay. So that would be very interesting. Okay. So now. But whatever it is, it's certainly not a svara, and I think I might have mentioned that last week, because he's not being medayik from Efshi Yisrael, Shertne Pischeim, V'notun Luvein, V'enum Shira, okay? That's not a svara, because if you look at him before, he was told the Tmir, the Rabbi Yossi says. You know, how is it possible such a thing as a Tmir? Okay? So it's only Raya that is a derisa, but it's not that. So you can't say it's a swallow. You have to have this thing. This is Allah Chumash Mishina, this and that. That Lecha is where he's going. And I can't imagine also, he says, Im Kein Lomi Yispale Ala Halil, Shinitzav, he said before, the Lemoshe Besina Shiyoimu Yisrael Moadeim Shiro Lachol, Shiro Lachel Shot, it's Rahim, so it's a Tzivu, it's not Samus. Okay. Now, there's something amazing happening over here, okay? See, I not only was brought up that way, but I think I can prove it in the Rambam. You know, when it's called Halacha Moshe Mishinai, I would say Halacha Moshe Mishinai is a halacha. It's a din. Can you imagine Halacha Moshe Mishinai being a tzivui? That's a new twist on Halacha Moshe Mishinai l'chayu. So Ramban has no problem with that. Because he says Nitztava before, and he says Halacha Moshe Mishinai, which is a very, very interesting observation. Okay?
Could you share your...
I'll explain that, but just saying... But no. But first of all, is the observation correct? That he's ready to say... correct?
Yeah.
Okay, no. That's what I'm here to share. I'm not, you know.
It was like his pushes.
No, it's not. Just telling you. I'm telling you, if I were to ask you why it's called Halacha Moshe Mishinai, you would have said that it's dinim, correct? Okay. Now, I'll share that, okay? And I'll share the thing. Now, if you, for example, if you look at the Agdoma to Ram Pirush Mishnayos, if you'd like to look at that, V'hinini mazdir l'cho kan reiv hadinim she'omru b'hem halacha Moshe Mishinai. So that's pretty clear that halacha Moshe Mishinai is dinim v'ulai kulam k'dei shizbar l'cho nechinis ma she'amati l'cho she'ein b'hem achas shenomres b'achas amidois. The list happens to be the B'chol Mokim. And at the end of the list, he goes to every single one of them, one and one and one and one. He calls them all Dinim, okay? U'b'chol Mokim Shehuvu Achas Me'alochas Eilu B'feirish B'mishne B'feirish B'mishne Avarena B'mekoyma. But they're basically halochas and the dinim, okay? And the Ramban extends the purview of what the word Aloch HaMish Sinai and goes further. Correct? That's pretty clear. Now, and it's an interesting thing, because Lachay, once you accept that, you accept that postulate, I could imagine that according to the Ramban, that you could have a mitzvah of the Tayyag mitzvahs being Aloch HaMish Sinai. Okay? Now, because the Ramban, the main issue that the Ram says when he says you can't have Yigmumidas Shatari Nidresh Swahen in Minyan Mitzvahs is we interpret, and I think that's correct, okay, based on something the Rav said in his letter to his father, Hilchos Ma'amrim, that the Rambam goes out of his way in Sherish Beis to say that a Pirush Mekubal is good enough, because what he really wants is you need Torah Shebiksav, and Yigmumidas is not Torah Shebiksav. Okay. However, if you're ready to have Yigmumidas, it means you're ready also to have Torah Shebaalpeh in Minyan HaMitzvos. And once you're ready to have Torah Shebaalpeh, there's no reason to assume it should be dafka. You'd give me the shatari the dress for him. You could imagine Aloch HaMish Sinai also. Okay? And it could be the Ram doesn't mention Aloch HaMish Sinai in when he knocks it out, you give me this, because according to the Ram, the whole thing is absurd, because Aloch HaMish Sinai, by definition, Alochas, that's Tivuyim, and nothing to talk about. Okay? But that's a side, nishta hin, nishta her, as they say in Yiddish.
Okay. We have dinim. The Ram has dinim. No. Where'd I go? Okay, went off.
You see, even if it's a din, okay, that's true and not true, okay? Because you remember Sherishmini, okay? Sherishmini means the tzivut, okay? And he has whole discussion about the word, what a command means in language, okay? And then, if you remember, even when he talks about the dinim of Tumen Taira, he has a long discussion to explain how the chiv, okay? You remember that? You remember also sometimes that he uses two different words for tzivuyim, alma, okay? And ashteria, whatever they are in Arabic, I'm not sure my Arabic is not good. But, you know, somehow I assume that's a tzibut, okay? A law or something like that. Now, then I would quote a Ramban in Sherish Aleph, who's going to read a word, a line, okay? A line or two. Avol Aloch HaMish Sinai hi kmo shedorshu. Aval halacha l'moshe misinai hi k'mo shedorshu teireis shtei teireis achas shebiksav v'achas shebarpeh ulechein hachilish niskavanti b'harichi b'kan mibnei shetol b'hem rab mibnei umikom mokoim kol rab mishtabshim aval adova bora menuka mikol shibushu shnediyeh שאין הלאו הזה לא יסוסו אלו מה שאום בפירוש התאיר כל הדבורים, whatever it is ובנייניו, יגמומידס שרשב, או משמו שלושן הקוסם עצמו, וחי במה שקיבלו הלוך חומש מסיני תאיר שבל פה, but he doesn't differentiate, he goes back and forth, it's תאירס, so if you can accept not only תאיר שבל קסב but any part of תאיר שבל פה in מנייני המצס I couldn't imagine to be machalik, okay? But the fact is, we do not find, according to Ramban, any halacha which we've seen in Minyan HaMitzvot, not that I know of, but that's just a point, okay? Okay. Interesting is a Sefer Yireyim.
Okay.
Sefer Yireyim, Simon Reish Samach Beis, and Tfush Yosson, Simon Kuf Chafei. Yud Ches Yomim, V'layla Echod, Ligmo Bohen Es Ahalel. Okay. A mitzvah minyan a mitzvah. Shom Yitzreinu Yishalel Netzach. Shem Yitzreinu Yishalel Netzach. Asher tzivu lonu ligmo sahala v'yitchas yom v'lai lechot. Te'aminon be'elchin omra v'yitchit. Yorichim Hashem mevishim me'yot sodot yitchas yom v'lai lechot goyim v'lai sahala. Very strange. I don't know how you can quote a gemara in Eilechin when there's no such gemara. The yitchas yom v'lai lechot, there's no such gemara yitchas yom gemara is. And forget, Ramban asked the question it's more in Avi Psochim, Ramban asks, you know, why is it that Laila Echad wasn't quoted, but the Yireyim Kiva quoted more in Eichin, which I don't know if it exists or not, or maybe he had it, that's just the Kaya, and I can't talk about it. V'Elohein, Chesi Me'achad, V'Chesi Me'chanika, V'Yontav Rishon Pesach, V'Yontav Rishon Atzeres, V'Laila Horishon Shel Pesach, U'Maishno B'chad, it's okay. Shabbos, the chalukim become and he's saying lema. You say halal. Someone says lo yikli moi. First chaylish dikli moi. His mom is calling the gemara. Lema. So gemara answers lo itdish basiyus malocha. Okay. וכסיב השיר הזה לכן כלל את קדש חג, לילה מחוש לחג טון שיר, שיר מחוש לחג אין את טון שיר, וכו'. Now, what I'm really interested is the end of this. ועד דלוי עושי נובי, until the נובי came and said, השיר לכם, השיר יהיה לכם, Kalel his Kaddish Chag. That's the Lechoy the Novi said, right? Okay. And it's almost like the Raivid that he the Novi is telling us at Tzivut. Okay. Gemire lo. Excuse me. The Adali also. Novi gomur gemiri lo, vi osu novi, vi asme cheyakro. Vechesi mechanika drabonin uvahol vokol of Reb Shimon, vecheshbon kolalti gamani, ve mitzvah seder aisa. But it's really not, okay? Stam nagab gor. So I ask you, so why is halaminya mitzvah? The answer is Hilchos HaGemirah. Okay? So that which I concluded that the Ramban should be ready to accept, but I pointed out I didn't find such a phenomenon in Ramban, the Yireyim is ready to accept it very clearly. Okay? And that's what's happening by Halal. Is that fair? Right. That's what he said. See, here, you can just flip it a little more. I'm not sure if you should.
I'm sorry.
What did I do? All I did was...
The Gemiri is not talking about just the Lila. It's talking about all the
other things. What? The Adol. That's all he's talking about? What?
I really like Jesus.
Yeah? So what's the feeling to say Halal all the rest of the time? He just doesn't talk about
it.
Well, you know.
Okay, that's not a mystery. You didn't even know what he can tell you. That was known somehow. This wasn't known. That's what wasn't known.
Why is this known? That's that known.
It was a bus success until he came along and said it. They didn't have a...
What do you mean? But why do you have Chol HaKol Nisayim? That's okay. It's only because The Gemara is trying to explain the memory of Shimon ben Yotzadok. Okay, hi, Mama Shina. I find it hard to believe.
Can you read again?
He quotes all Kotiv Yitzreina, Yitzhalel Netzach, Yishem Yitzreina, Yitzhalel Netzach, Ashet Sivulonu, Ligmo Yitzhalel Yudchet. Okay? And it's clear that there's a tzivui, okay? And all he does is quote Reb Shimon ben Yotzadok, and then he says, that's what Kalel, the truth is, hello. See, I think you're making a mistake, okay? Because when he quotes Ashir Azel Lachem Kalel's Chadash Chag, is that explaining the Halal of Leil Pesach? Which in our Gemara Erechin is not there b'chlal. And the whole Lashon of the Lashon, Lailam Kush Lachag, is very odd from the point of the Gemara in Erechin. Okay? It's very nice in the Gemara Pesachim. Well, what's the Gemara trying to do in Erechin? The Gemara is trying to say, why is no Halal Rosh Chodesh on the day as opposed to Yontif, correct? And the Gemara says, Asher Azel Lachem Kalelis Chadash Chag. And you're learning that Ki'ilu, he's quoting the Gemara in Erechin, the Gemara has a discussion back and forth, does not have a discussion in Leil Pesach, and that's what's going on over here. I say it, if you want it, you can have it, okay? If you want me to do it that way. I just don't believe it anyway. But if you want, I can do that, okay? You say that? Okay? So this is amazing, okay? So Pashas of the Gemara is that Moye see, it's very strange. See, we have to ask some different questions. The Gemara is very strange, okay? Because the Gemara, at least from the Pesach of the Reb, Shabbos the Chalup and Kobani Seyem Lemo Loikoi Moyed. So the question is, you know, therefore what? Why do we assume that Moyed's Machayim anything? Okay? We don't. Loish Chodesh Dikoi Moyed Lemo? So the Gemara says, there's Loik Tishbasiyas Melocha. Uksi Vashir Azeh Lechem Kolez Chadash Chag. That the Moyed, or whatever it is, of the Leilas Kadosh Chag has to be a Laila Mekudosh Lechag Ton Shira, and he means the Kudosh Lechag means a Yom of Tushirim of Yisra Malach. That's what happens. I'm just wondering, the Gemara is also a little strange, because it assumes Moye before you have the Lachom Mishra Sinai, and uses the Lachom Mishra Sinai to touch up the Shem Moye, which is assumed before. But that's what you have, correct? No? That's where he learns it, okay? Now, that okay now? Everything I think is okay. Now, I just want to do something over here. I just want to just do a little reading over here. Okay? Let's do it again. Vanir midivreim. Okay? Vanir midivreim. Shehu minatera. Kmo shepirashti. Vi alocha mosh sinai. O shi bachlal asimcha shenitzavinu bo. Kmo shekosuv. Vi on simchasim lorodeichem. Vosh chasheichem. אלה שמייתו ושלא בשעת הקורבן זה ותבינו בשמחה זה השיר על הקורבן שעות הקורבן בכלל השמחה אלה שמייתו ראש החדוש שבגבול מבני שאין המקור של החג ואין אותו עוד שיר אוקיי קראת ושום מסך זה אומו ערכים מן אומו מיניין לאיקה שירה מן התאירה מהוכו, תחת השם אשר עברת, השם אלוקח בשמחו וטוב לבו, Eize avoid the shiva simcha, v'tuv leivo, v'avyoim ezu shiva. Im kein efshin nidroish v'yom tovim, shekosu simcha v'nisrabu, kol mene smocha shetei ashiva b'chol. Okay? So what's the simcha? What's the mitzvah simcha he's talking about? So what's the discussion before? Before we get into the longest, how do you read the words? I'm not, nothing fancy, okay? Shinestavinubo, shehu b'chlal asimcha shinestavinubo. What would we be missing? Let's start with a different way, okay? If you would have said like this, Oshu b'chal asimcha shinestavinubo, shesham b'mesechus eichin omru minayin, likas shira minatera mehocho, taras shel v'ad shem elkecha b'simcha b'tuv leivov, Eizi avoyde shiva simcha uvetuv leivov haviyom ezu shira im kein efshe nidrosh v'yomim tevim shekosu simcha v'nisra v'kom en ismochish shetehei ashiru m'cholom. We're not missing anything, are we? Okay. So, can I continue? Okay. So I would tell you, what does he mean in the middle when he says, when he talks about Ubiyon Simchaschem, and he starts talking about Ikashir Bepeh, the Kleel of Sumi Milsa, Sumi Kolahu. I mean, it's Tavino Besimchas Hashir Ala Kolbim, Ushlevish is a Kolbim Mechlar Simcha. So, a priori, okay, he's talking about a separate machayiv of Hallel, what he calls Simchas Hashir, from Duaiv, beyond Simchaschim, Moadechim, Rosh Chodjechim. Okay. And more so,
what do you mean, not Simchas Yontif?
Not Simchas Yontif.
Simchas Hashir HaKorban is the core, and then
Shemeshas
HaKorban is the periphery.
Yeah.
But it's coming from the Korban, not from the Yontif.
Yeah, but what is he, because why is he talking so much? And then I think what happened is, he saw in the Gemara Eichin that the Gemara says there is an element. You see, what is the Shir? The shir is an expression of my simcha, or the shir is something which makes me happy. Okay. In a priori, if I were talking about shiris halavim, that's to make me happy, or that's an expression of the simcha. But I think what he did is he interpreted the Gemara Eichin. Tachas shavarat Hashem elokecha, tachas shavarat Hashem b'simcha b'tuv leivov, that it means an element of simcha in the shir itself. And he didn't know that before. And since he didn't know that before, he has to say the mitzvah of shira is the yom simchaschem and make this whole drasha. And we'll see about it. We'll just go through the words again. But once he's ready to prove from the Moed Eichin that there's an element of Simcha in Shir itself, then he's ready to say the Epshu Shenidroish, that it's Bechal HaSimcha B'kol Menei Simcha V'smachta B'chagecha.
Isn't the order flipped?
What? Why flipped?
Because all you said comes from Eichin, you're saying.
Yeah, but the question, which Gemara Eichin? Gemara Eichin Daf Yud of Ashir Zem L'Chel Chalash Chag, he's talking about Rosh Chodesh, which is the miyut of Yom Tzvachaschem, or is the second Gemara of Ezehu Shir, the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph, that the Gemara is discussing what the element of Avodah in Shira is, and it calls it Simcha. Once you have that drasha, you can say Shira itself is not only expression of simcha, but it's also davar mesameach. But it could be from the first Gemara, you can't say it's simcha shantiv. Okay.
Again, the chalas simcha shantiv stavinu bo.
Okay, I'm going to explain that. Mitchayvin talk. I'm going to get to that also. I just want to know what smachas are we talking about over here.
But that's the opening phrase.
I'm going to explain
open,
that.
It's open and it means it could be.
It's colon. Okay. So the question is, what does he want with kamo? What does kamo mean? Kamo is an example, correct? Lamarshal. Okay. If we only talk about one thing, the word kamo is a little odd. But it's a kamo colon, and he has two options of what could have been the kamo. One option is that it's Yom Smichaschem, and the other option is it's V'Hasamach T'B'Chagecha. And the truth is, he gains from this, because here you can put in already Shechitas HaPesach. You can't put Shechitas HaPesach in the second category, because Shechitas HaPesach is no Simchas Yontif. Okay. Now I'm giving you even more. Okay, again. But just want before we're getting fancy, now we're getting a little fancy, okay? But before you get fancy, you gotta know what the words mean. So then it's a very interesting thing. B'simcha shnitzdavinu bo, kemo, and there are logically two options, two ways you can explain this simcha. This tzivoy of simcha. Either b'yom simchaschem, or you can explain it of a simachta b'chagecha. Okay? Now we'll start reading the words again, and I'll try to explain you other words which I haven't explained to you. But that's what the kemo is. Okay? And it's very meduktuk, because if he just leaves it as Simchas Yontif, if he just wants a Simchas Yontif, the whole discussion, Biyom Simchaschem, is really irrelevant. Okay? And Rishonim don't talk, at least where I was brought up, if they're saying something, they mean something over here. And it's a very important thing. Okay? Can I continue? Now I'll read it again. So it's either Alocha Mosh Misinai, correct? V'yi Alocha Mosh Misinai, O Shehu Bechlau HaSimcha. Okay? Now, this is very interesting. It's not Simcha Mamish, it's only Bechlau. It's not the Ika Simcha, but it's only Bechlau, the Simcha. And it might be only Bechlau HaSimcha in the two examples which he's about to mention. Okay, now, see, once you get the general framework, now we can go an each specific word. Okay? Shaviru bo kamo. So there is an issue of a tzivui of simcha, and then there's bechlau the tzivui of simcha, and kamo, two examples of being bechlau the tzivui of simcha. Correct? Let's now see it. Example number one. Shekos of Yom Simchasim Odechem Oshchat Shechem Skatim Chatzoy Zal Odechem Azim Chay Salmeichem Ki Ika Shir Befer. What shir are we talking about over here? Shir Salavim. Okay. Is that what we're talking about in Hallel? We're talking about Yud Ches Yom She Yom Gom was the Hallel? All discussion over here, we're talking about Levim? That's not what we're talking about. So this has nothing to do. He's like, he's quoting something which has nothing to do with anything, correct? So that's what he continues. That's the ikat simbui. There's something called, and he's machadish new thing. It's not what's going on, there's a tzivui of something called Simchas Hashir. This is very important. We have to talk about this also, okay? Simchas Hashir, Peshat Kolben. That's Yom Simchas. It's a day that you should have Simchas Hashir. But Simchas Hashir, doesn't necessarily mean that it makes you happy, but it's an expression of your happiness. And it's only afterwards when he quotes the second Gemara Eilchin of Tachas Shalavat Shemelchem V'Simcha V'Tuv Leivov, will it shear something that makes you happy? And that's why before he calls it Simcha Sashir, and then he calls it Simcha by itself in Simcha Yontif. Okay? Ushaloi v'shas kolvim ha-kolvim b'chlal ha-simcha. No, that's the cloud. We see, when you read it the first time, you might not have gotten it. And you read it the second time, you might not have gotten it. You read it the tenth time. That's the b'chlal. Because the Ika mitzvah is the mitzvah from Simchas Hashir Levir. And it's machadish, and we'll see about it, that there's a shir of Yom Simchaschem, which is absolutely amazing, okay? Which is a priori a mitzvah mikdash, which is talking about shiras levim, which happens in mechayim kol yochid v'yochid likmas ha'halel b'gvud.
And also slow bizman a mikdash.
Yeah, I assume so. Simchas hashir, okay. Now let me continue. Okay, and then he does something else. That's the b'chlal ha-simcha u'v'yom simchaschem. But they also have to be b'chlal ha-simcha v'samach b'chagecha also. And that's what he does afterwards, he says. V'shom m'sechet eichin omu minayin li k'shira minatero mehocha, which is talking about shiras levim. Okay? The Gemara is not talking about b'simchas yantiv. Mehocha tachas asher lo yavarat shemelkeh b'simcha b'tuv leivov. So it means that there's an element of Shimcha in Shir, in the Shir in general Mikdash, Eidei Abud Shi B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivov Oime Zushira. So you see there's an element of Simcha in Shira. Before we knew that Shira is an expression of Simcha, that's what he called Simcha Sashir. Now he knows there's an element of Simcha in Shira itself. So then he says, Oime Zeira V'Yisai Im Kain Esher. Okay? He's ready to accept another possibility. Before that, if it's B'chal Simcha, there's only one possibility. We'll be on Simchaschem. But once he introduces the second Gemara Eichin, there's another possibility. Im Kain Esher Shenidroish B'yomim Toivim. He's not sure about it, but he's ready to accept the possibility we'll make a drasha which we never found before. Okay? Efshe shenidroish. You know, we should dash it. Efshe shenidroish. B'yom toivim shekosu simcho v'zachav mitzvah v'samachta b'chachayomtiv v'nisrabu kol meni smochais. And we have all dini smochais. Let's learn at the moment now. Kmo nosh anoshim bruim lehem, noshim bruim lehem, ktanim bruim lehem, shetehei hashir b'chlo michlolom, that there should be b'chlal ha-simcho shiro for yontiv, and v'samachta b'chagecho. And this is the two kmo that b'chlal ha-simcho. It's not the ikar mitzvah simcho, but it's b'chlal ha-simcho. Okay. Now, you look at it. I didn't do anything, okay? All I did now, at the moment, was now we're able to read every single word. And I'll push it more into this. I think you had to do it in layers. First, you had to understand that there's a tzivui, and then there's a kamo, and l'chayr, he's talking about two examples. Then, you had to focus, which that after you got that, yes, what the b'chlal was. And that in this simcha, there are two different types of simcha. There's a simcha called Simchas Hashir, which the Ika mitzvah Shiras Halavim in Mikdash, and then there's Michlolam, that we say Halal and Gvul. And similarly, there's something called V'Samachta B'Hagecha, which is with Kochim, Achilas Kochim, okay? And then, the same way, there's Komeni Smochais, and Anoshim Bruim Lehem for Bosaviyayin, Noshim Bruim Lehem Tachshitin, Begodim, okay? And Ketanim, Egoiz Makoyis, there's also Etshish Nidhoish in pain because of this drosha Tachashoe Varito. Maybe we can make a new drosha that Shir itself can be a double Mesameh, Ibachla Vesamachta Machagecha. Beseda? Okay? You know, I want to tell you something. Sometimes, you know, you say something, he said it, you know, you say, I just challenge you, okay, to read this Ramban in a different way. Even though you might admit to yourself, you might not have read it that way when I read it before, but there were words, you see, you know what it was? You're ready to accept there are words there that you don't understand. And since you were taught to speed read by context, it just, you know, you fudge it through. But Rishonim fudging it and speed reading is counterproductive. Now every word is metachas adiktuk. Every word makes sense and we understand what he's saying. Maseda? Can I continue? Okay, good. Maseda. So this is amazing. Okay? His truth is, and we're going to come to this, you see, we only begin to we only begin to understand Mo and Eilchim, but Ashir Azev Lechem Kalilis Chadash Chag. Okay? A priori, we'll see about this later, we'll see different layers of this, but a priori, the first, you know, the simple words, okay? That Moed Lachel is Machayev and Shabbos Loikri Moed. For the Gemara Shchodesh, the Ikri Moed, maybe you should say Hallel. Okay? So I ask myself a simple question. What is the tzivui to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? In the Rabban's frame of reference. And the Rabban is quoting this Gemara over here. When he quotes that Simcha Shemitz Tavinu Bo. Okay. Correct?
I mean, you have Shira's Simcha Sashir, you have on the Korban.
Simcha Sashir, Shloi B'Sha Sashir B'Gvud. Okay. So it means, okay. So, L'Chera, let's start like this. The only way to interpret this Gemara in Eilchim is to assume there's something called Simchas Hashir, which sits even further than that. Because how did the Ramban know the secret that in V'yom Simchaschem there's something going on in Gvul? We're going to go over this later and go over the Gemara and see.
Sounds very but conjectural.
What?
It sounds very conjectural.
Yeah, but once you have this Gemara and the Gemara is using these drushes back and forth, and if you assume, okay, the Gemara is talking about Yom Simchaschem, okay, because the question is, what's the Gemara talking about? What's the Mechayit? See, the Gemara didn't say anything. The Gemara is talking about Chas Yom Hashem, Goyim Mishalel, talking about Chlil. We'll go through all these things, you know, Emet Hashem, you know, in the Shir and the Shir afterwards, next Shir and the Shir after that. But, you know, APOI, you know, what's going on over here? The Gemara is coming from nowhere. Okay, so Ramban assumes that the Gemara is putting together Hallel with Korban and Shira. And what is this? What's Yud Beis? What's these Yud Beis Yom? Yom Simchaschem Moadechem or Shechotchechem. So Ramban says, okay. So then we understand Moed and Rosh Chodesh. Okay, but no. But how could you imagine? What are we talking about? Ribono Shel Olam. The Gemara is talking about the Gemara is a chapella. The whole Gemara is talking about what you're doing in Mikdash, correct? Correct? And it's talking about Yud Ches Yom Mishom Shayoch Gim Mishahalo. So what Hallow are we talking about? We're talking about Hallow, which is Mikdash? Or we're talking about something Gvulun? And the discussion is about Gvulun, right? Because Lamaisa on Rosh Chodesh, there's also Shiras Halevim, okay? It's also part of Rosh Chodesh, okay? So the Gemara is learning something about Rosh Chodesh. Correct? So L'chir means that the Gemara says whatever's happening over here, this drasha is relevant to Gevurim. So a priori, looking at the Ramban, you look at the Ramban as Reisi as Ben Padash, Shederish Moshe Pian Gvur, Moshe Pian Gvur. No, what's he talking about? What's Gvurim and the Mikdash? So the Ramban learned from this miut, Hashir Zel Lachem Kalas Chadish Chag, okay, which the Reim pulls off and says, oh, this is the Hilchos of Gemira law. He says, no, not the Hilchos of Gemira law.
But they come and solve the same problem.
Yeah, but I say,
so Yom Simchasim has nothing to do with Simchas Yotzev at all.
I don't know.
That's how he's learning.
I understand. No, no, that certainly. But I don't know. What, see, I just don't know the translator. In Yom Simchasim is a colon. What is in Yom Simchasim? See, that's not getting involved in that. I thought you were asking that question.
I did. I didn't read it.
Yeah, but that's not what you're doing. But that's not what you're asking. Because you didn't say it. How do you get it
from Shiraz Kaddish?
Okay. What happened over here? When the Gemara is having this back and forth in Eilchim, is it talking about the mitzvah of Shira and Mikdash or the mitzvah of Shira and Gvurim?
How does it get it?
Yeah. So what do you need? It means without the Mir and Rosh Chodesh, there should have been a Chiv, Shira and Gvurim. But only because of Shira Zeh Lechem Kleres Chadish Chag. So therefore we don't say in Gvurim, correct? So I ask you, what is going on over here? Marom Masech Hashem. Why would one in his right mind assume as a chiv shir and lish chodesh and you need a meat to remind it? Okay? So I say to you, that's the Ramban learned. That the Ika mitzvah from Shira is Ubiyom Sulchaschem is ala korma. And he can shear a buffet. The kolo, the keli, the psumikolo. And had it not been that, he couldn't have gotten started. Because the mitzvah has to be a mitzvah of shira. Because the mitzvah would have mitzvah playing musical instruments. You couldn't have moved the gvul. But once you take that logical option, you can say the Gemara assumed that's the Chiyuv and Gvurim.
How did Gemara get that?
Where
did this come from?
Because the Yoyim is the Yoyim Simchaschem. And the Yoyim Simchaschem means you have to sing, you have to have Simchas Hashir. And that's a tzivut. And express itself in Mikdash like this. And there's different issue. You know, no one, I don't know if anyone would have doubted this thing, but the Ramban sees in the Gemara's discussion, that is a mute of Ashir Lachem, Ashir Ahia Lachem, Kleris Chadish Chag, and Rish Chodesh, talking about a hollow Gvurim that you would have had a Chiyu without the mute. So he says, what is that? That's the Bacha Simcha Shinitz Tavinu Bo. And that's the Ramban's coming from. Okay? In the second answer, okay. And it says some of you think I'm absolutely nuts, but you know, maybe next week we'll see that. I don't know. Is l'cheira, if you assume there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yotzev on Rosh Chodesh, okay, and you say, what am I talking about? Okay, we'll see about that, okay. But let's leave it like that, okay. If there's no, so you don't need a miut on Rosh Chodesh, okay. Correct. So that, okay, you know, that is a Ramban. Okay, now every word makes sense. Okay. So now we have. Okay. Now next. Now I want to show you something. I'll read you something else. We'll just do this and maybe we'll do something else. I found in Teres Adam the inyan of Simcha and Rosh Chodesh because of Yom Simchasta. So that's a nice find. You want to find, you know, when lightning strikes, you want to make sure that the lightning exists.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, one thing we'll see. It's not only and not mishumas machacher, and not only it's in the it's not only in the Ramban. We'll see it in the in the tshuvas again. It's also tshuvas againim and shari tshuvas simon lamed. If you want, I can leave that to you. But I think the Ramban is enough for me at the moment. Now he says like this. Inyan ha-hotsa'a. Seif sha'a. Seif. Ayin. It's in sha'a ha-seif. Inyan ha-hotsa'a. Okay? V'rav Yitzchok ben Geyos zal. Kosav. V'onu nohagnu. Mimois zekeinam rishonim. Shloima tzidu kadin acha hameis v'rosh chodesh uv'moyed uv'chanaka uv'furim v'loy odif tzidu kadin tehedit mitzidu dino shel Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom de misal kelei b'shabbes shechol yois b'moyed. V'afilu b'reish chodesh u'b'chanaka shekol yos b'shabbos. Tahalolu yimei simcha ninho. Tichsiv. U'v'yoyim simchaschem. U'v'moadeichem. U'v'rotshei chodsheichem. Ubechol echod oime boi halil. Vze hayoim osa Hashem nogilu v'nischmocho boi lufik chovatlim boi sidukadin. Okay. I don't think it's 100% beautiful. Okay. This really is. This is the Shai Tshuva Sha'altam Yitzir Gadim B'Shabbos Nogim Moskenim. It's Mamish Kimara quote, okay? Hayom Ay Simcha Ninu Tichsim Meyot Uviyoim Simchas Kim Moedecha Moshechir B'chol Echom Yenom Mizeh Asher Moz Hashem Nigil Vizchmur B'Shabbos, okay. Kivan Di Oynik Sim Gavol Shabbos Kivan Di Oynik Sim Be The Lik Sim Simcha V'Oyim Yitzir Gadim Loidia Ki Shabbos Meis Moshabbos. Okay, say them. I'm just a little bit confused how he throws the Chanukah and Purim over here. Okay? But that's not really my issue. You're so excited. You know, because how can he call Chanukah and Purim and he says, Vafilu v'rosh chodesh u'b'chanukah shechol yois b'shabbos, because there's no Purim on Tzad Shabbos, because it's not, you know, we're not, with the calendar we have. It's only a dollar, I assume. Da'lol yimei simcha ninu. Let's say in Chanukah you don't need such a thing, and how do you know Chanukah is made simcha? It's only really the Rambam, okay? Unless you see, the truth is the Ibn Ezra learns of Yom Simchaschem as a Yom of Nitzochay, and then I can imagine Chanukah. But you can't do both of them. You can't learn that it goes in Rosh Chodesh and it's a colon. And say, you know, I don't know exactly, I'm not sure exactly what he does here. You're excited about it, okay? But the fact that he calls him Yom Simchaschem for Rosh Chodesh, okay? And he calls it Yimei Simcha, and he's talking about Gvulin, okay? That for me is very important, okay? Okay? And I would say for that, I think we should just say, I can't. And there's more what to talk about here. I'm going to pick it up next week.